Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is World Formzhen Fighting Champion John Chong, and you're listening to the AMAA Legends and Pioneers Radio Blog Show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum Archives, protecting the history, one warrior at a time. Enjoy.
Aloha, everybody, and much mahalo to all the listeners tonight. And thank you for letting us come into your home on a Tuesday night for the past 6 years. And we really, really do appreciate it. And I've got to start off our show like we always do, bringing on my producer and someone that's really kind of woken up the martial arts world in America. I'm really proud that he's my producer. Hachi Jesse Bowen. Are you there, sir?
Hey, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, sir. I hope I didn't bless you a little bit talking about you, but you are the hardest working man that I've met in a long time, and I appreciate all you do. But you're doing some incredible things here. We've got a podcast going on, and we've got a summit, or we've got a gathering December 5th. But I'll let you talk about it. Tell the listeners what's going on.
All right, sir. Great, great. Thank you, sir. Again, you know, everyone, we're glad to be able to offer you a great show. And again, from the Sport Karate Museum and the AMAA. So, yes, December the 5th is going to be the release of the second edition of the Chuck Norris Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers Book Edition. Now, I do want to say that, you know, this is not just a book release that we're doing just to have notoriety to a few people. We are actually doing a campaign to really reach out to over 6 million people that are Chuck Norris fans, that are starving for information about Chuck Norris, about the martial arts, about the world. And what this does is come back and impact the people that are featured in our book, because not only are we going to be impacting the Chuck Norris fans, but you are attached to the Chuck Norris fans. So therefore, everyone receives the benefit. Now, our program is focused on the Kickstart program. The AMA has chosen the Kickstart program as our first organization to support towards their efforts. We're both nonprofit organizations, and so that's one of the organizations that we're focusing on. So this is going to have huge magnitude to martial artists that are featured in the book, because this is going to be a global promotion. So not only does it benefit the martial arts of a martial artist of having their bios in the book as a part of history, but it also advances their martial arts program. And we're launching a second book at the same time, which is The Emerging Leaders. This is a biography book focused on telling the story, real-time story of what martial artists are doing and how they're surviving going through a pandemic. Again, this book is designed to highlight the martial artists that are continuing to move forward with their martial arts schools and to be able to have an impact on what the martial arts is doing now. So we have a great weekend of presentations, 14 seminars online is going to be going on. Jana Thornton is going to be one of the promoters, Bill Wallace. We're going to have Art Camacho, and he's going to be actually doing a program talking about stunt work and movie work. So if you're interested in learning more about how to be involved in the movies, then Art Camacho is going to be on doing a special training for that. So, again, a lot of business opportunities.
Hachi Boa, can I say something real quick?
Sure, sir.
Art Camacho made me wrestle a white tiger in Las Vegas at Star Bash. I forgive him, though. He's a good friend. And God, I mean, that's exciting to have Art Camacho. And Gina Thornton, one of the best fighters that America's ever produced. And Billy, I mean, wow, that's going to be a great weekend. Again, that's December 5th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Well,
and to learn more about it, you can go to our website, which is whoswhointhemartialarts.com. So you can go to our website, who'swhointhemartialarts.com. Registration for the event will start next week. So get your ticket, come online, enjoy. And we're going to have the Sports Karate Museum. They're going to have an event there. They're going to have a booth set up online. So, hey, come on out and support. Again, the Sport Karate Museum is another organization group that we're actually supporting also. And in the emerging leaders, we're going to be for people that are featured in the book, they will have an opportunity to actually receive, one person will have an opportunity to receive a $1,000 business scholarship from the American Martial Arts Alliance.
That's exciting.
So, you know, we do have a lot of great things happening here.
Yes, sir. And, again, say one more time how people would be in touch with you and find out more about this.
You can go to our website, and we're looking for schools right now. Qualification, they must be doing an online training class. That's one of the criteria. They must be doing something to advance their martial arts programs. If they're closed the doors, this doesn't qualify. So if they are continuing to teach classes and they have some form of online training program, or if their doors are open and they're teaching class, then they can qualify to be featured in the book. We're going to take 50 schools selected on a global nomination. So go to our website, and you can now click the link. There's a link there that says Emerging Leaders. You can click there and nominate someone.
Well,
who's doing the martial arts.com.
We've gone from just a small little idea into a global idea. How exciting that is. And be able to honor Chuck and, you know, all his career and what he's done for all of us in America. So, again, we want to thank you for producing the show and also sharing with us that information. So, thank you. And, by the way, I want to make it official. Do you realize that we have next week Mike Stone, the first superstar of America, aren't you, Bowen? That is so exciting to have Mike Stone. So, all the listeners, you know, make sure you listen next Wednesday, next Tuesday, October the 20th. And thank you, Hans Rowan. Thank you so much. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going right into the show. And before I do, I'd like to introduce both my co-hosts, and that's Mr. Dean Piles, the Wolverine. Are you there, sir?
Yep. Right
there
here.
You go. And Mr. A.J. Perry. Hey, A.J., are you there?
I am here. The northern guy.
Good to hear both of you guys. You guys have a good reading tonight. It started sound like I heard the Wolverine in the background. So, and the coward is really going on board a lot of things. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, Dean, tonight I've got two of your students on tonight to talk about competition and a little bit what they do in the martial arts. And that's Mr. Bruce House and Mr. Billy Newman. Are you guys there?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, welcome to the show. Dean, you guys need to say to him right off the bat?
What I got to say to them?
Yeah, right off the bat.
Yeah, I do. I have something to say to them. Why are you guys on the radio show and not here at the gym training with me like you should be doing? That's what I got to say. This radio show is interfering with training. They need to get off of this thing, and they need to get back to work. Champions ain't made talking. You got to put in work.
I love it. Well,
I'll be back in 4 hours.
There you go. 4 hours. There you go. Well, listen, I'll start off with Bruce first, and then we'll go to Billy. Bruce, tell my listeners how long you've been training with the Wolverine and understanding his attitude.
Well, I started training with him, I guess it's been 14, 15 years ago. We met through Johnny Holbrook, and Johnny said, you like doing the crazy stuff, and I need you to train with him. You need to train with him. And I know that he spoke to Hunchy Piles about that, actually. I didn't know that until he told me. But he did talk to him before about that. But it's awesome training with Hunchy Piles. He's a serious person. He digs into techniques. He tears them apart, and he makes them better. It's just it's awesome to see it done, because when I watch him do stuff, it's like he's five steps ahead of everybody, and you just want to learn more and more from him, you know.
Now, what year did you make black belt under Mr. Piles?
I got my fifth Don under Johnny Holbrook in 2010.
Now, I'm talking about first degree black belt. First degree.
My first degree in 1989.
Okay, good. So, 1989, that's a long, long time ago. God bless you. Okay, hold on 1 second. Billy, tell me how long you've been with Mr. Piles, and what year did you make black belt?
I've been training with him a little over 10 years. Actually, I started training with him by accident. I was riding with the motorcycle club, having an issue with my at the time because of the training I did while living in Okinawa, and I had PTSD. I made 10 tours to the war, and I had PTSD, and I was just all over the place. And I went into the gym, and Grandmaster pretty much beat me black and blue. And from that point on, I was in there every day, leaving bloody, learning how to control my PTSD. And a little over a year ago, I actually earned my black belt with him. He takes about 10 years because you have to earn every step of it. You don't go like with some karate schools, so you go a couple months.
Wait a
buy
minute.
A belt.
Let me stop.
No,
right
you
here.
Put in a year's
stop.
Work.
Billy, stop. How old are you?
I just lost my connection. Hang on, sir. Oh, there you go, sir.
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 52 years old.
And you say just a year ago you made black belt? I mean, Mr. Piles?
Yes, sir, because previously I trained with Muay Thai, so we didn't do belt rankings. So when I went into the gym with Grandmaster Dean Piles, he pretty much made me start from scratch and go through his whole process like I'd never had any training at all.
What's it?
And he made me earn everything.
Okay, Billy.
Yeah, because it was like you didn't have any training at all because, you know, in Muay Thai, they like to telegraph a kick with that little.
Okay, well, wait a minute. I got a question to ask the guy. Listen, Billy, what's it like training on the regiment or training with the Wolverine? Because I know what you went through. But what's it like being over 40 years old and training like you did? I mean, was it tougher, you think, than the other people have to go through? I mean, you have to push yourself, I guess, but, you know, was it tough?
It was very tough, but for the first time, I had true motivation to get. I couldn't wait to get to the gym every day. I knew I was going to get beat to death when I got there, but I couldn't wait.
Now, let me ask you a question, guys. This is a universal question for both of you. And, Billy, I'll let you go first this time. Bruce goes second. Okay. What was the hardest thing you learned from the Wolverine from being in the gym and doing what I know they probably put you through? What was the hardest thing that you felt that you learned and then helped you?
Removing all emotions from the techniques. No matter what happened, win or lose, you shut off the emotions. You learned the techniques, perfected that. And you let your trainer do the work for you.
Right. And did he holler at you a lot? Like he hollers at me?
He hollered at me. He threatened to whoop me. He did whoop me a few times. Yeah.
Okay, Bruce, your turn. Bruce, your turn. What was the hardest thing that you had to learn when you first started with the Wolverine? And what would you get out of it?
Well, I got what I got out of it was focusing on what I was doing and relaxing when I do it. And because a lot of times I would be tensed up, and he taught me how to relax and learn quicker, you know, and when, anytime I relax, I fight better, I'm faster. I mean, it just comes easier when I relax. And if you don't relax and you don't do it right, he's going to let you know. Trust me.
Okay.
And Billy, another thing, Billy did get his butt whooped a lot.
Okay. I got another universal question for both you guys. And this time, Bruce, you go first. Now, I know you guys traveled a lot with the Wolverine. And the caliber of competing that he has done, it's in the, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say it's definitely in the top 10. Okay. Now, being around the type of person and the competitor that the Wolverine is, what did you learn from him as being a competitor? Bruce, you go first.
Train. You got to train every minute that you have to train. It makes you so much better. And he's proof of it. He was whipping everybody on the circuit, you know, with no issues.
we're gonna talk about that. But Billy, your turn. What'd you learn from watching Dean compete on the circuit and be on the top caliber? Because here's the thing, and God bless everybody that competes. I'm gonna be blunt because this is the way I am. AJ, help me, okay, if I'm wrong. When you compete,
I'm here.
You have a caliber of competitors that just compete because they're going for a trophy or they're going for the fame. But they're very seldom you get a competitor that competes to educate and to do it the authentic way it should be done. Well, I know from his history with Joe that's the way Dean competes. And I know that's the way he competes now, that he does it on a level that everybody either understands that he's authentic and he's real. And being around something like that all the time, like Bruce and Billy, you are, you had to pick up something from him other than just he's your friend. That's what I'm trying to ask. You understand? So go ahead, Billy, your turn.
I guess the biggest thing that I learned, other than how professional he is when we're doing martial arts, is the only excuse that you have is the one you give yourself. And I'll give you two examples. As we know, he has diabetes, and it doesn't matter if he's having a good day or bad day. He's on that floor, even if he's about to pass out. And most instructors aren't going to lead that way, but he does. Even when he's down, he doesn't make an excuse. And with me, he wouldn't let me make an excuse. When I got out of the military, I spent about 18 months learning to walk again. And he would actually carry me to the ring on my crutches and then hold my crutches. And once he got me out in the middle, he'd walk off with my crutches, make me compete, and then come get me off the floor. Because the only excuse that was there was the one I was willing to give myself. And that was unacceptable to him because he knew that, like, he knows he's better than that. On his worst day, he knew I was better than that on my bad day.
Well, that's incredible. And what I want my listeners to understand, even though it's about Bruce House and Billy Newman tonight, I want them to understand where you come from. And I understand where you guys are talking about because, you know, Joe let me adopt him, and I love talking about the Wolverine. Even though he's loud and belligerent, and he pushes me around, even though I'm his sensei, but I love him. Okay. AJ Perry, are you still there? You're too damn quiet.
I am here.
You're not crying.
I'm here, sir.
You know it, Tank Sudo.
It's probably already snowing in Ohio. He's probably making a snow.
Well, it's not snowing
kicking
yet.
His head off. He's kicking his head off.
It's not snowing yet, but you still have season.
Yeah.
Bruce and Billy, you guys ever competed in the snow before?
In the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would.
Well, not did you go in the snow? I didn't know it snowed in Florida. Aren't you guys
in Virginia? They had rain in the snow. Bruce did.
Now, Billy,
when
you're
were
from
in Virginia.
Alabama, correct? You're from Alabama.
I'm in Alabama.
Bruce, yeah, Bruce, you're in Florida, right?
Right. Yeah.
Now it snows in Alabama. I know because it snowed in Dothan before, but in Florida, I don't think it snows. Does it, Wolverine?
No, it don't snow here.
It don't. Okay, AJ, you can't come to Florida. You're not allowed to. Because it snows so much.
I'm here.
On the beach, though, the sand is so white and soft, it looks like snow.
Well, Dean, now
you know
what I want to ask you. What do
hey,
you
Jerry,
think about Billy
you're a fisherman,
and Bruce
you're
Howell?
You're a fisherman. It's steelhead season here now.
So you want to talk about
great
fishing.
Fishing
I don't want to talk about
now.
Fishing right now. I don't want to, I want to talk about fighting.
What?
I want to talk about fighting.
Man,
okay.
We're talking about fishing.
Yeah, yeah, Jake, listen.
Because you're a fisherman.
Right now. I know, but I don't want to talk about that right now. Dean,
well,
Dean,
you know.
There?
Yeah.
Okay, your yeah. turn. I want to talk about Billy. I want to talk about Bruce. So let's pick on Billy first. What do you think about Billy Newman?
What I think
and
about Billy?
Listen, be blunt. Let's go. Be blunt.
Hey, look, these guys are like, Bill, he's super dedicated.
I can't hear you, man. I
can't even hear him.
I can't hear you,
can't hear
Dean.
Me.
No, you
man,
got
I'm
one of those stupid Android phones, I bet. When are you going to get an iPhone?
Hang on. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me better?
Yes. What are you
okay.
doing? When are you going to get an iPhone? I bet you got an
iPhone. I moved
Android
in here. Okay. Bill is super dedicated.
You didn't hear me,
I mean,
did
you?
You,
know,
you didn't hear
no,
me,
I did not.
You? Okay, when are you going to get an iPhone? You got an Android, I bet, don't you?
Okay, yeah. The reason I don't have an iPhone is because them sneaky Chinese try to spy on you through that thing.
Don't be picking on the Chinese. We're going to leave them alone tonight. Let's pick on Billy and Bruce. Go ahead, Billy. Go ahead, Nate Wolverine. Tell me what you think about Billy Newman.
These guys are, you know, I know I can count on them.
I don't want to hear about these guys. Pick on Billy. I want to hear about Billy.
I am. You keep interrupting me every time I start to talk. Okay.
Well, I don't want to talk about
you
these
know,
guys in plural. I want to talk about Billy only. Billy only. What about him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying he's super dedicated. I know, you know, that I can count on him. You know, he came to class and came to class even – when he got injured, you know, he was in class one day and I trained the military and I showed some of the Green Berets technique. And I told them, don't ever use this technique on somebody unless you intend to break their leg for good. So Bill walked by one of them and kind of kicked at him and told him to get to work. And the guy threw that leg technique out there and locked Billy's knee in it. And it broke his knee in five places. And even after surgery and all that, he came and continued to train and rehabilitate. And they told him that he would be on crutches, you know, or a cane the rest of his life. And I told him, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to get rid of them crutches. So we continued to train until now we don't have the crutches or the cane. And he, you know, went back to competing without the help of either one. So, you know, dedication and being willing to do what it takes, because I'm not easy when it comes to the technique or, you know, things like that. I want it done a certain way, and I don't, like Bill said, I don't give myself any excuses, so I don't let them give themselves any excuses. So,
okay,
you know, he'll make
Bruce
any
now.
Excuses.
Okay, pick on Bruce there. What do you think about Bruce?
Oh, man, you know, I love Bruce. You know, he gets in there, because I love Bill too. But, you know, same thing. You know, Bruce gets in there. You know, he sacrificed one of his limbs, his shoulder. So I was getting ready for a fight, and I told Bruce, I said, hey, there's a guy that I'm going to be fighting that tries to use this technique. I want you to throw that at me as hard as you can. And if you knock me out, I said, that's fine. I'd rather you knock me out than me to get knocked out, you know, by this guy in this fight. So we're working, and he sees what he thinks is the opening, and I mean, he throws his technique in there, and I stopped it. Well, I stopped shoved it so hard, it ripped his shoulder joint loose from the bone completely, rotator cuff and all. So he had to have a complete reconstructive shoulder surgery, and that's when he come down to a test, or he was doing some stuff down there, and he was trying to do stuff, but he just had that shoulder surgery and had that put in. But these guys still keep going because, you know, I try to tell them in the real world, you can't quit at anything. You got to always be willing to keep going no matter
well,
what.
Well, let me throw my two cents in. I'm really proud of both of them, extremely. I'm proud of them, the fact that I know that what they do and what they have to put up with you, okay? Well, with that
yeah.
said, Dean, I'm going Bruce, Billy, I'll bring you on in just a few more minutes. But I've got to talk with a couple of my friends here, and we'll come back and we'll play the Legends Name Game where you and Billy can talk about some people for 2 minutes, and then I'll hit you with some names. You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay. I'll be
yeah,
back.
Yeah,
I'll
be ready.
Okay. Wolverine, I'll be back in about 10 minutes, okay, buddy? AJ, I'll be back in about 10 minutes. Okay, AJ. AJ, wake up, AJ. Wake up, AJ.
I'm here.
I'll be back in a few minutes. Okay. God bless you. Okay, Ken, are you there? Ken Cage?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay, Ken. Everybody, this is Ken Cage, and January 30th, we're going to be helping promoting a tournament they put together, but the better off, I'll let him explain it, but I want everybody to think about this. This is really cool. I know that the pandemic has been terrible, but everybody's doing virtual tournaments. But Ken has got another great idea, and I'll let him explain it. But this way, everybody can compete, and we've got a lot of cool divisions. Go ahead, Ken Cage. Explain who you are, where you come from. And basically, I met you through John Conway, and last year you came to the Legends. But go ahead and explain to my listeners the idea about the tournament you've got. Go ahead, sir.
All right, yeah, I partnered with Professor Gary Lee there with the Sport Karate Museum, and we're going to put together a tournament for the month of January. Instead of a normal tournament where it's live and everybody, it's just kind of a lot of chaos going on, we're allowing everybody to create a profile, upload a video of you doing a form or weapons or even sparring, and we're going to let the judges vote on it on the 30th. And we're going to start, kind of selecting, you know, what places people came first, second, third, fourth, so on. We just hope it's a fun opportunity for everybody. We have people from Ireland. We have people from Africa actually getting ready to upload their profiles. So, yeah, we're open, it turns out, and it's just a good time. It's $25. And to sign up, you go to gagemartialartstournament.com.
Right.
And you can sign up. Or you can email me or catch me on Facebook under Ken Cage.
Well, as we get a little closer, it's probably within the next show.
Right.
We need to let people know about the divisions and not just kata, traditional kata, Japanese, Korean, Kempo, but also we're going to have weapons and maybe traditional weapons along with creative weapons and even breaking. Now, sparring, we got to talk about that because I don't understand how you could have a sparring competition and send it on video and be able to judge. We have to talk about that a little bit. But the kata, the breaking, the self-defense, I can see people competing all around the country and around the world. And you said you got people from Africa interested.
Yeah, I actually have a guy that I'm very good friends with that was in the Olympics. He's Taekwondo, but I think he's going up for his fifth degree black belt. And when he was in the Olympics, he did really well. So he definitely wants to join in there and just be a part of the event. So that's kind of why we tried to figure out how we could do this around the world and have everybody have a chance and, you know, then have the judges have time to go through and look at the videos and you know, kind of rank them out. So, I'm hoping it's going to be pretty fun, and I think we got a lot of people that are definitely interested in wanting to get signed up.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that next week we need to have a little more meat because we're getting closer to January 30th, and by the way, that's the same day as we're honoring Al Garza in Houston, Texas, the Living Legends. And we'll have the Universal Fight League going on, and then we'll have your tournament going on. As far as people, the deadline. So next week, I'm sure we'll have a little more information. But again, for people to want to send in videos, exactly what they need to do, Ken, say it again.
To send a video, they have to sign up, and they go to GageMartialArtsTournament.com, and they can create a profile. It's $25, and they can actually submit their video that they want for the tournament. If they have any questions beforehand, they can go to Facebook and look up Ken Gage, G-A-G-E, and they can send me a friend request, and we can go ahead and discuss it there and kind of go from there.
Hey, AJ, AJ, you there?
Yes, sir.
I know you got a question. Ask Ken a question about this tournament he's put together. Go ahead.
Hello? Are you there?
Yes.
I can hear you, AJ.
You're Ken Gage?
Yes, sir.
For Ken Gage, right?
Right. Ask him a question about tournament.
No,
AJ,
I think it's a great idea.
Come on, talk.
Hello. I think it's a great idea. I have a, tournament online. Actually, there have been several martial artists trying to put on online tournaments, and it's like there have been, how should I say it, online video, and it's like, it'll be great to get back to regular tournaments. I'm sorry, but it's like
that's not a question, AJ. A question.
I'm sorry.
Think about it. Then we'll come back to you. Wolverine, are you there? Wolverine.
Hello.
Yeah.
Sorry, Wolverine.
But
it's okay.
Let's get back to regular tournaments.
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Ask Ken Cage a question about his tournament, and then I'm going to come back to AJ because he didn't ask the question yet, but I know you got a question.
I agree with AJ, but I'll ask the question anyway. Are you doing like the self-defense? Are you doing like traditional self-defense, or are you doing a traditional division and a creative division, or just one division?
Well, originally we were just going to do a kata, but then Professor Gary Lee suggested doing, breaking, doing self-defense. And the only reason we didn't originally set up self-defense was because of the whole COVID thing. How could we put it together and not have, everybody getting together? I truly agree an actual tournament is the best way to go. This was originally set up because of COVID, and then it slowly got pushed to January 30th.
Gary.
Wait a minute, AJ, he's answering the question.
No, just hang on. Joe Goss Jr. Put an online tournament on this past weekend, okay? And it was video. It was actually the first online video tournament that was put on. Actually, very successful. And it's like, it's not the same, okay? It's like they worked their asses off. They did. They worked their butts off.
I understand, AJ, but
it's not the same.
This is a different concept. This isn't a live tournament.
What are you going to do? Gary.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What do you mean, what are you going to do?
Well, it's like they work their butts off, okay? But what are you going to do? It's not the same as a regular tournament.
Okay, I agree with that. Wolverine agrees with that. The world agrees with that. But the new normal is to have new concepts. Well, one is have an online tournament through Zoom. The other one is what Ken has created, which I really is really cool. You can do a video in your dojo, send it in, and then you're judged, and there's no time limit where you have to be at a certain place at a certain time.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct, Ken?
Yeah.
Yes, that's how we set it up.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. So you understand, AJ? AJ, you just stand on glass and carry pails on your arms and video it and then break boards and you can be judged in the breaking division. See?
Okay.
So you can be videoed. So, Wolverine, I'm making fun of him stepping on glass.
Yeah, I just do the glass thing after AJ gets done, and I just shuffle around and do my kata because you make me do it in the broken glass yard.
Well, you understand, Wolverine. You can do a video in your dojo and send it in to Ken.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
I know.
Yeah.
So I want you and your students to send some videos in. So, Ken, thank you so much for your information, and I'll bring you on every week up until the tournament. Okay, buddy?
All right, sir. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you, Ken. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's a typical part of the conversation between Mr. A.J. Perry and Wolverine. I love them both. But now I'd like to bring on Dr. Reginald Lee, who him and Rick Shannon has created an incredible adventure with a hologram, and we're going to explain that to you now. Dr. Lee?
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good,
yes,
sir. How are you doing out there in the hospitals and the front line?
Pretty good. Trying to keep everything status quo with COVID and the pandemic.
Yes,
but,
sir. Now,
there,
I want people
there
to understand that even though you're a martial artist and you trained with Rick Wiggins in rest in peace, you're actually a real doctor taking care of COVID patients and in the front line. So you also developed an idea with a man named Rick Shanahan, who is a history general for my sport karate museum, an idea of a hologram using VR, virtual reality. Now, I'll let you explain it, and then we'll talk about how we're doing the portals and the history generals. Go ahead, sir. Dr.
Yes,
Richard Lee.
Yeah, thank you. My partner, Mr. Richard Shanahan, and I, we continue to be excited about SET VR, self-defense enhancement training, in virtual reality as a platform whereby one can practice your skills in self-defense whenever and wherever they want. The program is compact and portable. You can take it anywhere. Even during a pandemic, you can still continue to practice while practicing social distancing. With the use of a headset, the Oculus Quest or Oculus Rift, you'll be transported to a virtual platform whereby a hologram will attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The important goal for SET VR is to have you to be able to neutralize an attack that is sudden, unpredictable, and random. You'll be able to practice to improve your skills in evasion through angular, linear, and circular movements to avoid and to place you in a position of an advantage that you'll be able to neutralize, and also to practice and to improve your skills in timing, speed, and accuracy as you develop what's called muscle memory and subsequently to develop a program of what's called a reflex response to neutralize an attack. The reflex response to a threat or stimulus to neutralize without hesitation. And I compare to what we see clinically in medicine. When you put your hand on a hot stove, the reaction is to take your hand off the hot stove. It's a reflex response, and that's the goal of SET VR, is to have you act reflexively to a threat or an attack. We've updated our program recently with a combination of kicking and punching attacks as well as knife attacks, and we've also updated our program with a program called mindfulness, whereby you have a program whereby you can have stretching, meditation, and you be presented with your own personal yoga instructor. We will be planning to have update our program where you'll be able to have random virtual matches or private matches that you choose, such as Professor Gary Lee could have a match with the Wolverine, AJ, or you can have a match with Mr. Jesse Bowen. So we have updated our programs. The graphics are amazing. We also have updated our program with what's called metrics, whereby you can watch your progress as you on a daily or weekly basis, and evaluate the number of successful punches, number of blocks, number of evasions, whether you're right or left side dominant, and to record your endurance in time spent in the experience. You're able to learn to find the importance of creating a, what's called a diversion. As you know, in any martial arts interaction, when you create a diversion, whether it's yelling or grabbing the person's arm, you create a, what's called a natural response, a 1 to 3 second pause where you can be able to place yourself in a window of opportunity for neutralization. So please continue to visit us at our website at setbr.app, and we continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be able to be a future platform for the history, his history portal. So with that being said, Professor Gary Lee, could you tell the audience about your vision for the history portal?
Well, I am, but first of all, I want to talk about the Oculus Quest, because that's the virtual reality headset that we've got the set, you know, VR.app on. And the neat thing about it is the program is really inexpensive, but the Oculus Quest 2 has just come out, actually, I think it came out yesterday or today. And it's really the highest performance VR set there is on the market. And it's incredible, really. And if you've never done VR before, I'm talking to everybody. The first time I ever did it, I jumped out of a plane at 30,000 feet. The acceleration filled that. And then the second time I did it, they put me in a fight right between the Patriots and the British Army in 1776. It was thrilling. Well, this is incredible. I want to get a part of this. And now, years later, the museum is hooked up with Rick Shanahan, Dr. Roger Lee, and the developers to develop an idea behind the hologram. Imagine a village. And this village would be a storefront village where you could go in and buy goods, would be swords or whatever. But you're getting educated each time you go into a storefront or around the village. You're getting smarter. You're learning, who is Chuck Norris? Who is Jesse Bowen? Who is Jean LaBelle? Who invented judo? All these questions. What is taekwondo? What is tangsudo? So all these questions are you being answered to, and you're getting smarter and smarter and smarter. Eventually, you go from the village to the forest. And in the forest, there's tigers and waterfalls and beautiful graphics. But you're inside the vision, and the hologram appears, and it attacks you. You have to defend yourself, and you do. And then Mako appears, or the wisdom warrior. He walks up to you, and he says, okay, A.J. Perry, are you educated? Say, if A.J.'s inside the VR. And, of course, A.J. goes, yes, I am. Well, Mako looks at him. He says, I'm sorry, you have to go back. So he has to go back now to the village and to the forest and get smarter. Who invented Taekwondo? Who invented Jiu Jitsu? All these questions are answered, and you get smarter and smarter and smarter about sport karate and American martial arts. And most of all, you learn. You learn. And this is not just a VR, but now you're being educated. And now you go back into the forest, and this time the hologram is a samurai. And he's got a katana and a wakizashi and a tento. And you have to defeat him with kabuto weaponry from Okinawa. Can't be anything else. It's got to be from Okinawa. So you're getting educated, and you do it. You defeat the samurai. Mako appears again. This time he says, okay, AJ, are you educated? This time AJ is. Mako grabs his hand, takes him to a gate, opens the gate, and there are the portals. Now, the portals are where you walk into an area of the internet or the VR, and you'll learn everything there is about a person. And we chose Alan Steen, Mike Stone, Rick Wigson, rest in peace, Jim Harrison, rest in peace, and Jerry Smith to start it out. Eventually, we'll do all the history generals. We'll start out with 50 questions. Eventually, maybe do 500 questions. So you're going to be really smart about smart karate. You're going to be smart about martial arts. And thank you, Dr. Lee, for allowing us to do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on this program, sir.
Well, thank you. Now, here's the deal. I'd like to bring on Bruce and Billy back on. Billy, Bruce, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Good. Now, before I bring you on, we'll play the Legend of the Fame game. AJ, you have a question that you can ask about the VR?
I am here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have a question that you would like to ask about the VR?
Dr. Lee.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Lee, you know, I have to commend you. You have come up with something that was very commendable, and it's innovative, and it's going to be very, how should I put it, innovative and the upcoming martial artists are going to be, how should I put it?
He's trying to ask you a question, but he don't know how.
Proud of you.
Right, Wolverine?
Hello.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
Jerry, let me finish.
Well, go ask your question already.
Shut up. Let me finish. Hello. Proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
Have you come up with this innovative martial art event, not only event, but printing technique.
Yes, what I'm trying to do is integrate what I know about anatomy, medicine,
integrate
with martial arts, and integrate
with
how.
That's a great way to put it. Integrate.
Yeah, so I'm integrating because you have to know in all martial arts and anything you do, you have to know about the body and structure of the other person, the human anatomy, in order to function. So I've integrated that into martial arts, this martial arts type program in virtual reality.
Integrated.
AJ, I'm still waiting on the question,
buddy.
You got a question for him? You got a question, AJ, for him?
No, it's a great way to put it, integrative. Because it's a great way, futuristic type of training a tool, futuristic type training tool. And it's like,
hey, AJ, I got a question for you. AJ, I got a question for you.
Yes,
are you ready?
Yes,
Wolverine,
sir.
Wolverine, are you listening?
Yes.
Okay, here's the question for AJ. You ready, AJ? I hope it's not too hard. You ready?
Wow. I'm ready.
Here we go. Ready?
I'm not sure.
Okay, AJ, here we go. Ready? Here we go. What color is red? What color is red? That's an easy come on, answer the question.
I'm colorblind.
What color is red?
Gary, I'm colorblind. What color is red? I'm colorblind.
Well, I asked you a question. I want you to ask Dr. Lee a question. Okay. Ask him a question.
Go on.
Okay, you're not gonna ask him a question. Wolverine. You got a question for Dr. Lee?
Yes, sir. No, sir, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, let me point one thing that's interesting about this program. The attacks are random and unpredictable, and that's what you would see in a real-life situation. So we're trying to push you to the point whereby you practice your skills, that whatever you practice have been taught in the dojo, and you utilize it at a reflex moment. And when a stimulus occurs, you don't have to think about it, and that's the critical point in regards to whether you win an attack or neutralize an attack, is to act reflexively, not to even think about the attack, and just do what do what you normally do as the way you're trained. And that's what we're trying to accomplish here.
Well, that sounds exciting. And AJ, Wolverine, I want to let you guys know about it so we get better with it and more involved. But all the way, by the way, we're having an event November the 3rd, well, actually the 6th and 7th, and AJ and Wolverine, you're a part of it. So, Wolverine, you're talking. AJ, you're talking also, talking about the military.
Looking forward to it.
And AJ, let's ask you a question right off the bat. Now, you've been asked to talk about the involvement of the military, honoring some of the guys in the military through the Sport Card Museum. Now, some of the guys that you're bringing to Greenville, who are they? What have they done?
Well, you got John Legato, Eddie Nice. They're very highly decorated Marines from Hawaii City. These guys are very dear friends of mine, and they're highly decorated. You know, I start talking about these guys, I start getting jokes up. Very, very, can we get in their car?
Someone's got background noise. Use it when you're not talking.
Highly decorated Marines, just very true patriots. So that's all I can say right now.
Well, thank you, AJ. I appreciate you bringing them in. Hey, Wolverine, let me ask you a question. You're going to be speaking about the military, you and AJ, and you teach the military, but also you're involved with a movie now that you're producing and working with called Coward. How's that going?
Oh, it's going great. You know, we just got to wait till this COVID stuff is over so we can find out when we get to go back to work. But, yeah, other than that, it's going great. We're still training, still working. We're spending a lot of time right now instead of going over lines as much, but working on the physical stuff as far as the stunt fights and things of that nature. So,
well,
that's what we're doing right now.
The neat thing about all the new things that you're doing, you've got some really incredible martial artists involved, including AJ, even though he can't ask a question. When I ask him to ask a question, you got AJ, Dan Severin. Oh, go ahead and tell some of the people that's involved in the movie besides AJ.
We got, like you say, Dan Severin, Ernest Cat Miller. Obviously, Doc Newman is in the movie. He plays a doctor. Bruce House is in the movie. Audrey Warwick, Kira Barlow, Alex Piles from America's Got Talent. My daughter, one of the top competitors on the circuit when she was competing. Holly Piles is in there. Rob Buckland. Another Joe Lewis guy, and Alan Kelly is in there. I've got Ronald George, his son, Ryan George, in there. So, you know, Romel Gongolins, he's in there.
Gargoyles.
Yeah, we got
– say his name right, Gargoyles, Wolverine.
Gargoyles. Look, I'm the Wolverine. I've never – when the guys come in at base, you can ask Bill and Bruce. They all get a new name because I can't remember their name or I can't say their name, so
I
rename all the guys, and that's just how, what their name is.
I got a secret weapon now. If you mess with me, I'll have AJ Tengsu Doyu in the head in Greenville. Okay? Tengsu Doyu. You know what Tengsu Doyu is, right?
Okay.
Hello, Dean. You know what Tengsu Doyu
is?
Well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I know what
Tank
said over here.
There's going to be a debate that you're a part of, and so is AJ, on the 23rd on the Zoom, on the monthly History Journal Zoom that we do. And I've got AJ Perry, John Nativitat, Leonard Wayne, Karen Eden Herdman. Are you ready? Rob Mancini and Tank Sudo. And then I've got the Wolverine. Okay, I've got Tony Lopez, John Chung, Jim Bohesian, Buddy Hudson, and I threw in there for fun American Taekwondo guy George Minshew and Al Francis, who created his own style. And then I got something better. Are you ready for this, Wolverine, AJ? I found Mama G. She's 47.
Got a hold of you.
She's 47 styles in African martial arts. Not karate, but martial arts. And then, Wolverine, AJ, I'm not kidding, I found a Supreme 13th Degree Grandmaster in Ninja Chinese Shotokan.
What are we going to do here? What are we going to do?
What are we supposed to do with that? Are we supposed to keep a straight face? What are we supposed to do?
No, you're going to listen to my questions, and you guys are going to have a war and talk about educating people about the difference of Taekwondo and Taekwondo and American Taekwondo and Jun Ri and Alan Steen and Master Kim and all these incredible martial artists that came from Korea, God bless them, who came to America, but America took hold of it. Okay, here's what I got to say.
Yeah.
You got so-called 10th degree black belts in Taekwondo wearing a red belt, which comes from Japanese karate.
Well,
And then they're wearing stripes on their belt. That's from Kempo. That's what America has turned out to be. So now you can talk. Okay, please.
Unbelievable.
The thing of it is people get so rank carried away. They let rank go to their head, and I guess they think if they're a higher rank, it makes them better. But I've said this, a long time, and I'll continue to say it. I don't care what your rank is. If you can't demonstrate that kind of skill set to me, I don't care how big your certificate is. Just stop talking to me. That's all I got to say.
AJ, throw your 2 cents in.
Oh, I'm scared.
Listen, guys, you got red belt in Taekwondo, Tang Sido, who's
incredible,
and all these styles that wear red belts in Korean style, but now you got these red belts and 10th degree red belts wearing stripes on their belt.
It's incredible.
And they're Taekwondo. I mean, come on, Wolverine, AJ. I'm not fun of them, but
there was a time. There was a time.
Go ahead, AJ.
Listen up. There was a time that when somebody got a 10th degree black belt in Taekwondo, as soon as their coffin was just about getting ready to close, they'd fling a freaking 10th degree black belt in there like a roofing shingle. And then all of a sudden the coffin would close. And that was it. You know? And what the heck happened? What happened?
I don't know what happened. You guys tell me.
There you go.
I'm from the
island.
That's what I thought. I thought you got your 10th dan when you passed away in Taekwondo. I thought that was an honorary belt, but
save it for the 23rd, and you guys can talk about it, and we can educate the world on the Zoom. Okay, on Zoom, Friday the 23rd at 3:00 Central Time. All those people I said are going to be there on Zoom. We're going to have a good time. So I love you, AJ Perry. I love you, Dean Pyle. And I appreciate you guys so much. Now, Bruce and Billy, are you there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to throw some names at you. You got to talk about them real quick. You got less than a minute each to talk about them. Ready? Here we go. The first name. You ready? Hello? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, Billy, you go first. Here's the name. Chuck Norris. What do you think about it?
I really don't know much about Mr. Norris other than what I've seen
on TV. You ever watched his movie?
I have watched some of his movies.
Have you ever watched Texas Walker Ranger, the television series?
I have.
Okay, well, then you know about him a little bit. So what do you think about him?
I guess he's one of the few martial artists, I guess, that has sort of like Grandmaster Piles with his movie project. He's using martial arts for the good.
Don't like him? Do you like him or don't like him? Hello? Do you like him or don't like him?
I guess I like him. I mean, I don't dislike him, but
good.
He's probably
not
my
favorite. Bruce, your turn. What do you think about Chuck Norris?
Well, I kind of grew up watching Chuck Norris, so I always liked Chuck Norris because I liked martial arts growing up. So I always liked him.
Cool. What do you think about his martial arts? Do you think it's pretty good?
Yeah, I think he was good. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, Billy, your turn. You ready? Next name. You ready, Billy? Hello, Billy. You ready?
I'm here.
Okay, Professor Gary Lee. What do you think about him?
I think at one time he was probably the scariest man on the planet. Oh.
Are you saying I'm not now?
No, sir, I'm not saying that.
I'm just kidding, Billy. This is parts unknown. I ask the hard questions. God bless you, Billy. Bruce, what do you think about Professor Gary Lee?
I just love Professor Gary Lee and his sword, especially when he chops food off people.
Okay, I'll accept that. Okay, Billy, your turn again. Dean Pyle, the Wolverine. What do you think about Dean Pyle? I know he's your instructor. I know he's doing a thing, but I'll just parts unknown, so be blunt. What do you think about Dean Pyle?
Dean Pyle's changed my life, Professor. That's what I can say about it, for the better, definitely for the better. And I'm thankful every day for that.
Good answer. Okay, Bruce, what do you think about Dean Pyle?
I think of Dean as like my big brother and my instructor and one of the best martial artists I've ever been around in my life.
Okay, good answer. Now, Billy and Bruce, you both been to the legends, so I'm going to put you on the spot. And Billy, you go first. What do you think of the living legends and what we do in Houston? And you've been a part of that, so just tell me what you think about it.
You know, it was great to not only go to be a part of your organization that's actually dedicated to saving the history of martial arts, because there's so many things that have happened and so many great martial artists that are slowly being forgotten because nobody is doing what you're doing. So we don't forget.
Well, you had a good time.
I love that.
Right?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time. And we're going to be in Greenville together, so... I'm sure that Dean's going to make you do the haka. And cause speaking of haka, Bruce was part of the haka a couple of times. Bruce, what did you think about the Living Legends?
I really like the event. I think it's real good that you're like a walking encyclopedia of martial artists, and you know everything there is to know about everybody, and you're schooling everybody on it. And, you know, a lot of stuff people didn't know, now they know because they went to your event. And I think it's a great event.
Well, thank you, but it's never been about me. It's always about the pioneers and legends. And, you know, you guys are very, very special. So let me put you on the spot and listen to me and Wolverine AJ holler at each other. But I'm going to say it to the listeners. I'm going to say it to you. I love AJ Perry and Dean Pyle with all my heart. And that's the reason why they're the co-hosts of my show for the past 6 years. And, you know, we're very lucky to be around the people we are. And thank you for being on this show. So I'll see you guys in Greenville real soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Wolverine, you guys need to save your black belt?
Yeah, get back to training now that we're done with the radio show.
Yes, sir.
AJ,
yes,
you guys need to save these black belts? Sure, AJ, I'm asking you another question.
Well, I'm asking you a question. Or I should say
okay.
A statement.
Go ahead, AJ. I'm not falling asleep on you like you fall asleep
no.
on me.
Hey, there's not too many people that could run the sport karate history museum like you. I mean, it's like you're a special person.
Well, thank you,
it's
AJ.
Like
you're a special person.
Many,
too,
many people.
You're a Yankee.
No, hey, okay. listen. Many people, you know, could, you know, try to pull it off. But you're a special person.
Well,
you
like
know,
I
you,
said,
you,
AJ, you're a special person, too, even though you're a Yankee.
Hang on. You protect the history, and you care
well,
about
just
the
bring your chopsticks with you in Greenville. Okay, because, well, no, wait a minute. I got chopsticks for you with your name on it. I forgot.
No.
But you had to bring the rocks on the rocks for Karen. I forgot.
You protect the history. You care about the military. Because there's a lot of military people, like Joe Lewis, Marine, that came about that brought about the military and martial arts. And you protected the history. So, you know, I commend you. So,
well, I appreciate it, AJ. Even though I give you a hard time about being a Yankee, but I love you.
I know. Okay. I'm a Yankee, okay. Right. I know I am. I'm a Yankee.
AJ, so. AJ, listen to me. Wolverine, are you there? Wolverine.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You got to, when you see AJ in Greenville, you got to jab slap him a little bit and give him a sense of humor because he's real juicy.
There you go.
He's got a dry sense of humor.
But
okay,
Gary, and I commend you.
Okay, okay, thank you, AJ. See, Wolverine, he's still commending me, and I have nothing to do with it. So it's the pioneers and the legends, like
right. But we all appreciate all the hard work you do, Professor. As I think that's the bottom line, is we all appreciate all the hard work you do and put into it.
Hello?
Did I cut off? Yeah. You there, Professor? Well, I think we lost the Professor. So this will conclude our show tonight. We're glad that everyone let us tune in to the and come into their living rooms, as Professor always says. And until next time, maloha. And aloha, and I messed that up. And aloha. There we go. It's the Wolverine got tongue-tied. Anyway, AJ, God bless you, buddy. We'll see you later. We'll see everybody next time. God bless America. Us.
Thank you.